Part B.
In the interest of putting this whole thing to rest, PG&E is willing to offer the Jensens $250,000 for their home.
$250,000?
In terms of land value out in Hinckley, Mr. Mazur, we feel that's a more than fair price.
How about in terms of medical expenses? $250,000 isn't going to come close to what this family's going to have to spend on doctors.
I understand they've had a bad run of luck, health-wise, and they have my sympathies. But that's not PG&E's fault.
You're kidding, right? Look at these readings. PG&E's own technicians documented toxic levels of hexavalent chromium in those wells on numerous occasions. Everything the Jensens have had is proven reaction to exposure to hexavalent chromium. They have had.
Breast cysts, uterine cancer, Hodgkin's disease, immune deficiencies, asthma, chronic nosebleeds.
A million things could have caused those problems. Poor diet, bad genes, irresponsible lifestyle. Our offer is final, and it's more than fair.
Wait a minute. I thought we were negotiating here.
$250,000 is all I'm authorized to offer.
Now present your offer to my clients. I doubt that accepted.
Mr. Masury, before you go off on some crusade, you might want to remember who it is you're dealing with here. PG&E is a $28 billion corporation.
$28 billion? I didn't know it was that much.